Welcome to Insurance Claims Innovation. I am Chris Tidball, Executive Claims Consultant with Second Look, where we routinely find our insurance clients millions of dollars. On our podcast, we showcase others in the insurance claims arena who are using cutting-edge technology to gain a competitive advantage. We believe that all of our guests have a unique message that can positively impact the world. Stick around to the end of the show and we will reveal how you can be our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Welcome to Insurance Claims Innovation. My name is Chris Tidball, and with me this morning is Sean Allen, Senior Vice President of Digital Owl. Welcome, Sean.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into this insurance industry? Well, tell us about your journey.
No one gets into it just because they chose to get into it.
True.
It's funny. I fell into it. So I was working for a company almost 30 years ago now, and they asked me to take a look at running the insurance vertical like earlier on,
right,
building this insurance vertical out. And I was like, no one wanted to take it because insurance companies took so long to make decisions.
True. They still do. I
went to a sales guy. That's the most optimal situation. But yeah, I started doing that, and I've been on the servicing side of the business for, like I said, the last 30 years in Canada, UK, US. Was with a large PPO company, 40,000 people. I've seen every claim you can possibly want to even see in life. It was at exchanging prior to that. So we actually were handling the Malaysian Airlines case.
Oh, wow. And that's still missing, right?
Yeah.
That's the airline that's still missing?
Yeah. So it'll be one of those claims that stays on the books for a long
time. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we did a lot of work with Lloyd's of London and a lot of specialty things like that. I've seen a lot.
I'm sure. Absolutely. So Digital Owl, what is Digital Owl?
You don't know Digital Owl.
What is Digital? I've heard of it, but my audience has never heard of it.
Yeah, no.
Maybe they have.
Yeah. So effectively, like 30,000 foot view, we take medical records and we extract all the key information out of it, put it into a summary format. You can chat with a medical record as an example. We'll get into more about that in a second. But putting that data so that puts in front of the claim adjuster's eyes so they can make strategic decisions.
So adjusters right now are getting inundated with demand letters from, and demands in general, from plaintiff attorneys, often generated by ChatGPT, super complex claims, making these cases about how great they are, how they're going to lose a trial. How do you guys fit in to help the adjusters to kind of counterbalance what the trial lawyers are doing?
So I'll take that demand. We actually can tell you when the demand's due, how much they're asking for it. I put all the provider information together. I'm doing a full chronology of everything that's there so that you can see missing records, look for missing records, look for the liability in the case. Do the bills add up?
Right.
Did they get the right treatment? Was it excessive? All of those types of things you could look at. So think about in the past, a claim adjusters now, we talked about this a while back, where gone are the days where you can operate 3-4 claims a day, right?
Right.
These guys are doing 20 a day now,
right,
trying to take shortcuts and get the claim pushed on to the next stage as fast as possible.
Yep.
Imagine a tool where you don't have to do all the manual gathering of the information. Because these lawyers, they put stuff in front of you to send you down a path.
Duplicate billings, for example. Or
yeah, exactly.
Unrelated stuff.
So we call all that stuff out and they put it into a summary report and put that into the adjuster's hands so that they can save them 70% of the time they spent reviewing that demand.
So if it, let's say a good demand review takes 1 hour to 2 hours, maybe more. You're saying you can do that in 15-30 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
So what's the feedback you're getting from adjusters on this?
So still early days. So Digital Owl, we've been around for about 6 years. It's an Israeli-based insurtech company started by two brothers. We went after the life insurance business first, consciously. So we've been at that for about 2.5 years.
Okay.
And we perfected that. So now we're into the claims market. We went after it starting last year. We went to Connected Claims, a few conferences here and there. We've been selling it to lawyers for the longest time. So plaintiff attorneys, defense attorneys, all that kind of stuff to be able to put cases together and put the negotiation tactics, the strategies together on the front end. So now we're doing it on the other side as well.
Wow. So yeah, it seems like that kind of lift would be beneficial just from a productivity standpoint. It's getting harder and harder to hire adjusters, to find adjusters are retiring in record numbers.
Yep.
This, I think, might give the carriers an advantage. If they wanted to learn more about Digital Owl, where would people go?
So they can actually hit our site.
Okay. Which is
digitalowl.com.
Okay.
And you can get more information there. I actually have even a self-service tool there that if you wanted to upload a record, get a sample of a record run, we can do that. So there's a lot of companies that are trying to get in or getting into this business.
Right.
And it takes weeks and weeks to get information out of them, get things back, those type of things. What I'm hearing, you can actually have a summary back in an hour for me. Just uploading it to the portal and get it back. So there's ways to do that there, or they can reach out to me directly.
Okay.
Have a chat. I think the big focus right now, which I want everyone to take away from this, is Gen AI is like when the iPhone came out, when the internet came out. And we have our own large language models that we're using for the summary product. So the way this whole thing came together is we built an extraction data, an extraction engine, NLP and models and things like that. Tell when was the treatment date versus the printed date? Was it a family history versus an actual patient diagnosis? Things like that. So we built that very strong, and where we've been spending the last 2 years now is on the Gen AI.
Okay.
So think about being able to chat with the record. So you're an adjuster. In these demands, it tells who's liable, all that type of stuff. You want to type in, give me a summary of the demand. When's it due? What are the conditions that they're putting in the demands? Those type of things. Put that in. In 10 seconds, you got it back. So think about interviewing or interrogating the medical records with the demand package. That's where things are headed now. And then think about being able to generate an email. You're missing some records.
Right.
I can say, write me a follow-up email to the attorney telling them that I'm not going to settle this claim because I'm missing provider X. It will give you like a cold start, is what I like to say.
Right.
Give you all the information there, all the pertinent details, and you can just fine-tune it, bounce the email off.
So if I'm an adjuster and I want to know, for example, about a doctor's note that referred a slip and fall 6 months. You didn't bother to put it in the demand, but I got it somehow through the medical records. I stumbled upon it.
Yep.
I can literally talk to the records and say, tell me about the slip and fall last June. Tell me, what if I want to know?
Why don't you even ask it? Was there any pre-existing falls or situations prior to this first notice of loss?
What if a person smokes or drinks excessively or drug use? Yep. Can I like just ask the records that?
We pull all that stuff out in our summaries.
Okay.
So I pull out occupation, avocations. Do they mention skydiving when they're visiting the doctor? Because all these doctors now are using recording devices, right? So you're in there. That record is pulling everything you've said. So if you mistakenly say, oh, I was out with my wife last night dancing, but you're supposed to be in bed because you hurt your back, all that stuff gets lost.
Yeah. So this is fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
So for people who are interested, digitalowl.com.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Insurance Claims Innovation. Are you interested in being a guest on our show? We would love to have you. Visit us at go.secondlook.net/podcast-guest. Please share Insurance Claims Innovation with others on social media and provide rave reviews about our guests. The goal of Insurance Claims Innovation is to showcase others in the insurance claims arena who are using cutting-edge technology to gain a competitive advantage. Follow us at Insurance Claims Innovation and subscribe to our podcast. You can also follow us on LinkedIn at Second Look, Inc. Interested in learning more? Stop by our website at www.secondlook.net. Again, thank you for joining us today. My name is Chris Tidball, and I hope you found this to be time well spent.